Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7. 1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app. Claire Express all summer long. 105.7 CFW. 90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Funky Town.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Summer, summer, summer. It's like a merry-go-round. I see you under the midnight, all shackles and bows. High shoes with the cleats clicking, a temperamental glow. Oh, don't you let me go.
Entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom. Loves Jesus. In America too. She's a good girl. Crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows. the good girls, her home with broken hearts. Now I'm free. I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm free. Free falling.
You know that you're
stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The city of Altoona will receive millions of dollars to support affordable housing efforts next year. According to a WQOW report, the tax incremental district for the city's River Prairie District will close in 2025, making $6 million available for the city to put towards an affordable housing fund. City officials are now considering the best way to use that funding and will host a meeting at City Hall on Thursday at 6 p.m. Some possible options include down payment assistance, repairs to existing housing, and funding new development. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced two positive West Nile virus tests, one of which comes from Chippewa County. According to a press release, a dead bird that was recently found in Chippewa County led to a positive test result for the virus. Officials are reminding residents to be on the lookout for mosquitoes, which can acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds and then transferring it to other animals or people. The virus cannot be spread from person to person or animal to person, only through the mosquitoes. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight, but a few clouds gathering and some patchy fog forming. Light winds, lows in the lower to middle 50s. After the clouds and morning fog, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Afternoon highs in the mid and upper 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
CFW. Wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it?
Yeah.
1057 CFW.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. We'll be right back.
identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Life's like